Lisa, L-I-S-A, H-O-B-B-S, 4960, 425, 25. No, 625, 25. 65-year-old woman, married 45 years, two children, has had a hysterectomy. She lost over 125 pounds with a gastric bypass surgery some time ago. She's gained a few pounds back. She comes in today because of weakness and her sugar's going down. She has a history of hypoglycemia. She wears a monitor. Monitor showed that her sugar dropped down to 55, and that's why she came in, because she felt very weak, period. In the paragraph, she's had no nausea, vomiting, hematoma, systematic seizure, convulsion, period. In the paragraph, family history, mom died of 94 years old with breast cancer in old age, dad died of 86, at age 86 with heart disease and a history of stroke. Colon cancer was not reported in the family history. Colonoscopy, none. Cologuard addressed today and given and ordered. Mammogram is up to date. Surgeries includes pacemaker, bypass, gastric bypass. She's not on B12 injection, in big letters, under care of Dr. Robana, R-O-B-A-N-A, regarding her pacemaker and her heart. Socials, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's married. What does she do? Oh, she works for Fastenal, F-A-S-T-E-N-A-L, as a regional manager. Medication, she takes Protonix and some kind of anxiety medication. Medical problems, asthma, COPD, anxiety, chronic sick sinus syndrome, hypoglycemia, fatty liver, history of possible B12 deficiency related to her gastric bypass surgery. Peripheral vascular disease. So under surgery, put down, she's had numerous vein procedures done because of PVD in the lower extremity by her cardiologist. She's alert, she's awake, is in no distress. All her symptoms of weakness have now resolved. She had no lateralizing symptoms to begin with. 172 pounds, 98, 100%, 16, 60, 150 over 68. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows not ashram, mucosa with anglesion, logical non-focal, lower extremity shows slight edema. Number one, hypoglycemia. Continue with eating three meals a day. Check blood work, may need to do a CT of the abdomen, look for insulinoma if the blood sugar goes down any lower. Meanwhile, watch blood sugar and watch diet. Next number is check B12 level, status post-gastric bypass years ago, never had it replaced. Next number is status post-pacemaker, doing well. Next number is Cologuard order. Next number is mammogram is up to date. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux stable. Next number is anxiety stable. Next number is not suicidal. Next number is bradycardia. Status post sick sinus syndrome. Next time is status post pacemaker. Next time is status post fatty liver, much improved with 120 pound weight loss. Next time is leg pain, arm pain, multifactorial. Next time is status post numerous procedure of the lower extremities related to PVD. Next number, come back in 2 weeks. Next time is bring all your blood sugars with you, which you can actually see on her phone. Next one is eat three meals a day. Next one is has been consuming very little carb. Next one is increased carb intake. As far as her allergies are concerned, paracetamol, choline, albuterol. And let's see, is there anything else we want to say about her? Next number is patient was seen in the office on or about 4/21/23, where we found out she had bradycardia and subsequently was sent to the hospital for further care and required a pacemaker at that time. Thank you. Bye-bye.